professional counselor and licensed graduate, Dr. Dominiqua Griffin, based in Washington, D.C., is reminding families that the summer vacation, although a welcome break for children, can also bring significant challenges as parents prepare for the reopening of school. Dr. Griffin explained that the summer break can pose a financial challenge for families, especially those balancing seasonal activities with back-to-school expenses.
There are some challenges that do present themselves for their families during this time, specifically around the financial strain. The children may have been out of school, they might not have been in camp, or they might have been in camp or engaged in different activities or traveling, sports, a lot of different ways to just utilize their time throughout the summer. And that could have presented a financial strain. So now the parents and the families are in this financial bind where they're trying to figure out, okay, what can I do to make sure that my child is still engaged, still actively participating in different activities, but also getting their mindset around, okay, now I have to provide uniforms for them for the academic year. Now I need to purchase books, paper lessons, and all of that. So that does present one challenge. There are some children that are growing up in single parent households or households that have both parents, or they're being raised by their grandparents, and there are some financial constraints there that are presenting and causing a bit of a challenge for them.
Dr. Griffin said another challenge is keeping the children engaged, noting that the long break often disrupts routines and can make it difficult for parents to maintain meaningful structure.
The other thing that could be very difficult for families during this time is really keeping the child engaged, right? So with that excitement building, maybe they're tired of camp, or you know, they've already completed some of these summer assignments that they might have had, or August vacation assignments that they might have had. So now it's like, how do I really balance screen time, you know, not going on the iPad, but also going outside, playing with friends, exploring, but still getting the child in the mindset of like, hey, we need to start a routine and get back and get ready for school. Maybe there was something that the child or the family might have experienced over the summer that could have been very difficult for them. A divorce, a separation, losing family members, anything could have happened during the summer that might be contributing to that anxiety or just that return back to school.
Dr. Griffin also emphasized that children who are not meaningfully engaged during the summer are far more likely to develop behavioral problems.
When we have children that are enjoying their breaks and not necessarily occupied, they're not at camp, they're not in any type of academic or enrichment programs, those are the children that may likely engage in some problematic behaviors. Right? Because their time is not being utilized and there are different ways that they can. So they have the structure of the school day where the majority of their day, they're there engaging with their friends, but they're tied to different things. They're in classes that they're learning from or enjoying around adults that feel safe for them and the people that they're able to engage with. And then when we take that away during the summer, during the August break, we do see some of those challenges.
Professional counselor and licensed graduate, Dr. Dominiqua Griffin. With today's special report, I'm Calvin Harry.